to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Enter! Podcast and Chill Network in association with Grandeur presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Mosa Keys, Mpop Pops, Celestine Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quicket from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
Hi, Sol. We need an intervention now. Hi,
Hi,
we need an intervention.
Warning, Bambeli meeting. Bambeli meeting.
Second week in a row, you're late.
Nah, come on. Nah. You know I had a flight from Kabeja.
What happened?
I had a friend from Kabeja.
Black Studio has been waiting for so long. They even white studio now.
Wait. Show your true colors. Scholis, no, man, you know Kabeja, dog. Hey, Kabeja, dog.
How was it?
No, there's a whole TV show about Kabeja.
It's lit, though.
It was brilliant.
I was playing there last week. It's amazing, man. The love is amazing.
The love is so real. It's crazy, man. You know, the love is real. But bro, Kofi, shout out to Kofi, man. And by the way, shout out to fucking DJ Choice, because he always, you know, hooks us up nice.
Oh, yeah.
With the Kofi gigs. I don't know. What does he do? What does Choice do at Kofi?
I think he's the one who books all the artists.
Yes. But like, what's his... So he's the booking
agent.
But yeah, they use him, man. And like Choice. Remember Choice?
Yeah, I remember
Casanova.
Yeah, but why are you late?
No, the flight, bro. You know.
Smooth, you landed at 4, bro.
We landed at 4. But yes, landed at 4. How trained, right? It's Saturday. The how train leaves the intervals in like 30, 35 minutes. Had to wait for 30 minutes for the train, right? Waited. Now, when you how train, I'm going to...
Rosebank.
I'm going
oh,
home.
Oh, Parktown.
Yes, I'm going to Hillbro, Parktown.
Okay.
So now, then, what delayed me again is you need to get off at in Sandton and connect, right? The train, because the train between the Gau train between from the airport only goes to Sandton, and then you go to Pretoria, wherever. When I got there, then I waited another 20 minutes for the train to arrive. People who use the Gau train, especially from the airport, will tell you.
So now it's 5 o'clock.
Yes, now it's 5 o'clock.
Sure.
Right? The train arrives. I get home, 5:30. I literally just didn't even change. Get in the car, come here, arrive at 6. I live 30 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
Literally. Yeah. So what I should have done, and I'm like, fuck, what a stupid decision. I should have just Ubered straight from there.
You were coming straight here.
We thought we were coming here straight.
But how was Kabeja, though?
Oh, Kabeja. Kabeja was amazing, man. Had so much fun there. I went to the ocean.
Okay.
Now, it's weird. So, dude, hey, white people are up to no good. So, these old white people, right, go to the beach. In the morning, it was fucking cold. Go there, and just before sunset, and they go in the water, and just before sunrise, they all leave.
Because the blacks are coming?
No, not even. I don't think so. I think it's just like maybe some, not a ritual per se, but it's good to be in the ocean, you know? That's why we use bath salt, for example, you know, when people bath and stuff, you know, because it replenishes the skin and, you know, it's good. So, yeah. White people are aware of, like, you know, So wait, weird.
I don't get it. So they leave and then what's the
I just found it fascinating.
Yeah?
I found it fascinating, yeah. It's got cleansing abilities, man, the ocean, you know? It's good for just and everything. So they do that. It looks like it's a ritual.
Maybe you should use it, then you'll be on time.
Yes, then I'll make time stop, right? I'll control time, and I'll be father time, maybe. That's what make. And I go by myself, come back, I must record a Friday, or Sunday. Aye, that's good, homie. I must record a Sunday, or Friday. Whenever Mac is inconveniencing a weekend, he's away. We record Friday or Saturday. Maybe now I'm having to propose on Friday or Sunday.
But what time, what time did you leave on Friday?
Yesterday?
Yes.
At 1.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Yeah, no, that was too early though.
The flight was also early. Yeah. So maybe
if you're leaving later in the like the evening or the night, maybe then would have recorded.
Hey, guess who inboxes me? Right? Hey, inboxes, I see tra. I'm like, how? And it's tra, hey, but now it's a podcast thing. He's going around all the podcasts, eh? Hey, Utra, you know
Utra? Oh, yeah, he's going everywhere.
Yeah. So he asked to come to
the show. We're recording with him on Tuesday.
Yes, because he had asked.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get...
What's he famous for? Bro?
That interview.
So what's his thing?
I think it's he's claimed to fame as that interview.
But it's an ex-offender.
He's an ex-con,
I think.
Hey, people love those shows, eh? Ex-offenders.
Yeah, they love it. It's fascinating. Everybody's fascinated by criminals or former criminals or people who've committed crime.
Mm.
I mean, look at Thabo Bester. If he dropped a book now, you'd buy it.
Hey, did you see? Remember you posted in the group, had we leaked out who was behind all of this?
Yeah, Bonilla, one of the investigators, one of the lead investigators. He's the head of organized crime in Free State. Literally left the courtroom and killed himself.
Imagine.
But he killed himself, really, because apparently it was in the car or something, but it was in public.
Mm.
But why? Doesn't it make you think?
We made the right choice, guys.
And it was the day Nandipa, because she had put an application to deem her arrest, deportation, and incarceration illegal or unlawful. And she failed in that application. It was on that day when she failed in that application, offed himself.
Because we had to make a decision, it goes, lady, on that day. Do we break the story? Because had we posted that episode, we would have broken the story. And like... every outlet, news outlet would have been calling us and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So you think we made the right decision by not posting? Because I meet chillers all the time. They're like, you guys should have posted.
Yeah, people still call us names and cowards in the mentions.
But what would have happened to us? What would have happened to us? Nah, guys. Nah. What would have happened?
Nothing was going to happen to you because you're not to be found anywhere.
Yeah, but it would have been someone who was making those allegations and speaking, not you guys.
And we were the vessel, right? We were the outlet.
Yeah.
And then... it looks like they can use you and bring you to court to...
Okay, go live. Yeah, go live on Instagram and speak.
Oh.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. What's up, Padukas? Yeah. Black Studios, yeah. Ghost Ladies, yeah. Fat Checkers, yeah. Simpiwe, yeah. I don't know what happened between the last episode and today, but Makazi is confirmed.
Makazi's coming.
Nice. Yeah, she's coming. Nice. Sunbed Arena, 30th of July.
For the 10, we booked her for the 10 rand. She accepted the 10 rand.
Yeah, she accepted the
10 rand.
Okay.
And she cancelled. She was meant to be in Europe. She had a UK tour.
Oh,
so she cancelled the UK tour just for us.
Makazi, look at that. Thank you, Makazi and team.
Yeah.
Wow, brilliant.
Also,
man.
Big shout out to Tebani Kasane and Kumo Mashau.
They won. Kasane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They won the tickets to Oompa Pops' show.
Ooh.
Which you guys are going to later after.
Yeah.
Man, are you going to Oompa Pops' show?
I can't make it.
Where are you going?
Nomlindele.
What does that mean?
There's a funeral tomorrow, so it's the night vigil.
Night vigil,
Baba.
Oh, wait.
Foslo.
Oh, so you're going back to Foslo?
Yeah.
Who passed on?
It's a mate's parent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shame, man. So congratulations to, say the name, please.
Ngceseni.
Ngebani.
Cebani.
Cebani. Ngceseni.
And Mashao.
And Mashao.
And Kuma Mashao.
Kuma Mashao. Yeah.
So this week, listen to this one. Oh, yes. It's a nice one, right? Yeah. So the incentive this week, if you buy a ticket to Road to 1 Million, 30th of July at Sunbed Arena, this is what's happening. Thanks to our friends in the Mixed Lounge, right? We are offering a chance for two people. No. Hey, what does it say?
Hey.
Hey, let me do
it. Ghost Lady, is that you?
Yes.
Top of your library.
No, it's like I'm seeing myself.
Ghost Lady, is that you?
Whoa.
Okay, let me just read it.
Okay.
In the Mixed Lounge is offering you a chance to win two double tickets worth 3,900 rands for an unforgettable experience at the Durban July.
Whoa!
With the exclusive In the Mixed Lounge marquee. So when you get a ticket, each ticket will get you one race course entrance, one entrance ticket to the marquee, complimentary drinks, and charcuterie boards on arrival. What is that?
What?
Charcuterie? What is it?
What's that? Ghost Lady, you fancy.
It's food. It's like canapés. I think so. I think it's like canapés. You know canapés? Like food.
Canopy, FN.
Cannot say canopy.
Who say canopy?
No, canapés. It's like food that comes in, you know, it's not like a full meal, but it's like, it's just...
Finger foods.
Canapés,
yeah.
So it's a board with just options of food.
And to win, all you have to do is buy a ticket for our Road to 1 Million event, post on Instagram and Twitter, tag us with the hashtag Road to 1 Million, R-O-A-D. T-O 1 million, and you could be the lucky winner. T's and C's apply. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Obviously, you have to get yourself to Durban.
Oh, okay.
But we'll sort out the experience for you.
Oh, we've got chillies in Durban then.
Does that mean we're going to Durban July?
Hey.
Does that mean we're going to Durban July?
Yeah.
Oh.
Playing at the marquee.
Oh,
yeah. You think you're doing a brunch on Sunday?
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Dope.
Explain what's happening. What are we doing at Durban July?
Come, Smooth.
Legend! What a legend!
Spoon Kobeko! Why is he a legend? What did he do?
But
it's not funny if you don't tell us what happened, dog.
And I want Spoo. Like, Spoo must come to your mic so people can see Spoo.
Action essay, you know. Spoo, like action, like yeah.
So you got roadkill. You got roadkill.
Kills. Not one kill.
Kill it.
Many kills. Is that Umbulali.
He's got bodies.
Hey.
I just want to be on camera. I want Smoo to be on camera so people see him.
Bring shorties like him. Oh, my bagisha, my pizza. That was Smoo yesterday, man. I love you on the road, Smoo.
Anyway, I don't know. Did you guys see? There's a lady who went on Twitter and she posted that she's HIV positive.
Okay.
And she mentioned the list of all the guys that she slept with, like raw. Like she's just out there spreading.
Famous guys.
I don't know if they're famous. Fact checker, please pick that story up. You guys didn't hear about that.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it he mentioned the Nigerian men that she sleeps with, right?
It was speculated that some of them are Nigerian because they saw the name Flaco. Flaco is a boyfriend to a very famous influencer, KMs. But she didn't go onto Twitter. She actually went onto the Salty DMs and wanted to be anonymous, where she basically did state that she was tested HIV positive, and she's sleeping with these men just so that she could get back at them.
And she's sleeping with them without a condom.
Yeah.
No. Because that's what they want.
Yeah.
To sleep with her without a condom.
I hope they take PrEP or they're on PrEP.
Ooh.
Is that a pun?
No, don't you know PrEP? Oh my goodness.
You don't know PrEP.
You don't know PrEP?
You know, no PrEP. You're no PrEP tonight, nigga. Now, PrEP, it's post-exposure prophylaxis.
Yeah.
Or pre-exposure prophylaxis is PrEP.
What's that?
To avoid getting HIV. So if, let's say you had an accident, then you take PrEP, post-exposure prophylaxis, it's 30 pills.
30?
Yeah, you take one a day. You know? Don't take them all at once now. Yeah, you take them 30 for once a day. So if anything ever happens with you, just take that.
So do you take it before?
That's PrEP. PrEP, you take it. It's almost like...
So there's two. There's PEP and PrEP.
And PrEP, yeah. PrEP, it's pre-exposure prophylaxis. So some people... just have take it, like, you know, it's also in a pack of 30, but it's continuous. You can take it for like a year, 2 years if you're the kind of person who doesn't use condoms,
and that prevents me from getting HIV.
It prevents you from getting HIV.
Oh,
and then PEP, you take it after an incident. So maybe you got raped or an accident happened, you take those pills once a day.
Jeez, man, where do you get those things?
From the clinic? You get them at the clinic, or alternatively, you get them at a pharmacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what you think about, like, a girl just spreading HIV like that, bro?
I enjoy that PEP talk.
You're schooling him. Actually, that's good.
Yeah, I'm educating him. That's good.
But what do you think, though? What do you think?
That's fucked up. That's a crime. Isn't it a crime? It's a crime, man. She must go to prison. That's fucked up. You can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, you, knowing that you're sick. And yes, HIV, even though it's not a death sentence anymore, but no one wants it. And it's a crime. It's a crime. Fact checker, please check for us. Is deliberately spreading HIV a crime?
What do you think, Ghost Lady? What do you think?
I think, is it a crime when someone already willingly has sex with you without a condom? So can it still be, as much as to the other end, it's like I am infecting you deliberately, knowing that my status, but the other person, also their responsibility to, because they're an adult, to demand that, let us use a condom. So it means that also these men are, maybe they're on PrEP, maybe there's something that they trust, you know, or maybe they trust their mutsi or something. Yeah, so I'm just debating on the, is it really a crime? Because it's two consenting adults.
I think it's a
fact checker.
Yes, it is. If it's proven that it was deliberately transmitted to one to cause them harm, then it will be seen as a crime.
Especially if you didn't mention your status. Mm. Stop fucking hiding your statuses. People. Oh, even on WhatsApp.
I wanted to.
Drop it. My boy. It's a thing now. When I DJ, everybody. Let's do a song.
Let's do a song.
Let's go.
I wanted to ask you, so you're dating someone, right?
Yes, I am.
And that person, your partner,
yes,
happens to kill someone by mistake.
By mistake, okay. Yeah.
Would you hide the body?
Would you help them hide the body? No.
You wouldn't?
Ah,
this is the love of your life, dog.
By mistake, then you can go to the police and say,
"Ah, she'll get yes."
Hey, Moss, it's a mistake.
Oh wow, I'm gonna see that judge.
Hey, Coast Lady, are you helping him hide the body?
I'm helping.
You're helping. You're helping Naga.
I'm helping. Now I'm in. Now don't worry. Like, I'm even giving you ideas. I've studied this and I watched the crime channel.
But now you're an accomplice now.
Yeah, but there's ways, guys. There's ways to dispose a body, you know?
For tell, us, tell, tell us, us.
Tell us.
Tell no!
Us. Give us the pep talk.
Tell us.
There's liquids, guys. There's acid. Liquids. Yeah, there's liquids available in the black markets, you know? Oh, you contact the black market, they do it for you, you know?
Where do you even begin to contact someone in the black market?
Yeah, there's the sites, you know, you find the people. Or you talk to people who know people, you know? There's people who know people out there. What, must I tell you the person?
Like,
let's phone him. Okay, it's 082. Let's call him.
Fact checker, are you helping him hide the body?
I'd ask where was the incident before I hide the body.
What do you mean? The body's there. What does it matter?
Okay. That's too the reason late now. I would help, right? But if it happened that, for example, the person was visiting, then people would know Guti, this person was here, and hiding it would be a problem. So I'd have to go and report it, right? But if it just so happened at like a hit and run or something like that, then yeah, we could just discard the body and leave.
Hey, Tato, yeah, no, you got a real one, eh?
Hey, Tato, now you got a real one, boy. Got a real one, boy.
Dude. Why don't we discard the body and leave?
Aye, bro, I ain't hiding shit, dog.
Now that's fuba.
Me, I don't want to go to prison, dog.
Now, lady, dog.
I love my woman, but I ain't hiding shit, dog.
Really, you can't. You'll be here telling us the whole story by mistake. By mistake on the podcast.
It's content.
It's content.
I'm saying till it happens, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd help hide the body, dog?
No, he's
not. On the situation. It depends on the situation.
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Like, I mean, if she killed someone by mistake. Like, look, bro. I would help my woman hide a body if, say, for example, it was someone who attacked her. Mm. You know what I mean? And in self-defense, killed a person. But then we still just go to the police, right? I think it really depends on the situation. But if umuntu amthanda Joe, you'll do crazy things, you know, for love.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, we can sit here and say, nah, that's bullshit. That's
wild. Would you take life for her and say, okay, cool. When the cops come, say, I did it.
No. You're a chelly. And then and she remains behind, getting rocked by somebody. Fuck that. Never, bro. Never.
She remains behind. Someone to come behind.
No way. Where's the body? Let's go take it. Where's the hole? I'll bury a body any day. I'm not gonna take prison time for anyone. I gotta be.
Fuck, I don't know if you guys saw. Do you know Sipe?
For my daughter, I could take prison time.
Oh, yeah.
For my daughter?
Yeah.
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 My kids, I would
too. That's a non negotiable.
But for somebody else, no waste, bro.
But that's someone's daughter.
Yeah, her dad must take prison time. Her dad must go, not me. Her dad must go, Pandita. Not me. Not me, bro.
I don't know if you guys saw, do you know Simpiwe can rap? Simpiwe is a rock star.
He used to be a rapper, yeah. Siwe, right?
Was that your name?
No, it's not Simpiwe, it's Piwe.
Spiwe, same thing, man.
No, Spiwe.
Spiwe.
Wow, dog.
Okay, please rap for us, Siwe.
Yeah, hit us like one of your songs.
Do you want to beat? Do you want to beat? Or you want to do a cappella?
Nah, it's fine. I'll do.
Bro, you like a superstar in the making, bro.
Why,
yeah, bro? You've got all the qualities, man.
And when you DJ, you can give blowjobs for free. Or when you perform, stick.
Yeah, so you guys will relate to this because it was that Dubai trip. So it's
damn, this is recent.
You never see on his TikTok. His TikTok is fucking banging, bro.
Are you serious?
TikTok.
What's your name on TikTok?
Spiwe Mahlangu. Spiwe _ Mahlangu.
Danko.
Yeah. So it's never thought I'd be this happy. Sweet life, sour worm candy. Looking this dandy. Cheap gin in Dubai. You should wonder why. It's body low shedding, sipping Henny in the sky. A status update. You sure you thought it was a lie. No drinking on the lobby. Who thought I would comply? Staring at a Russian number I put in. It's +27, thinking love looting. Reply real quick, I'm Paisel. Can't do young Paisel. A blue tick, but the nudes were a great gesture. Uber request, description says a black Tesla. Who would have known I almost be up there with Super Mega? Can't I'm a Josie Ang Peggy? On my way home, what to Mama Sega Peggy? Is it a Samsa Valentine? Who am Bolang Peggy? They probably heard us talk, but it tripped us here, Melik. Complete the bucket list before you kick the bucket, kid. Surrounded by people who pocket dial you when they sleep. Never thought appreciating life would ever be this cheap. Let me speak. A catheter preventing all my leaks. Let me speak. A calendar reduced into a week. Let me speak. Who thought you ever witnessed me this week? Let me speak. I'm dying while she's trying to look on fleek. Let me take an L though. True love is fun when you can lick your elbow. Until then, you're just dealing with a mad hoe. What she's bringing to the table is a bill that you pay for.
Hey, I almost made it to Super Mega. Oh,
yeah, I almost killed the Super Mega. Oh, can't watch my pair because you had the accident on your way to your mom's.
Yeah,
oh, bro, that is hey, that's dope. I got it, that's dope, dog.
And
damn, yeah.
Hey,
so the stuttering is not my flow anymore, rap. And this is it. We are rapping. Don't include me in any of that shit.
Actually,
what happens to the stutter
so
when you rap?
Stutter when you rap?
No, I don't. I don't know why.
Hey, it's not my cue.
That is so cool.
Stuttering's not my cue.
Stuttering's not my show.
That's not my cue.
Let me speak.
Let me speak. Yeah, he told the stutter. Let me speak.
Let me speak.
Sit down. Let me speak.
Wow,
no, bro, that's
bro.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful verse. Let me speak. And I when you say cheap gin in Dubai because they smuggled gold in. Which was a great move, man. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll pay for a six-pack of Savannah. It's a grand. Mm. Like 1,000 rand for a six-pack of Savannah. Imagine. Guys, you had to go to Dubai. Like, just be
crazy, man.
That place is expensive. You must know your story. Dope, man. That's beautiful.
Fucking hell, man. Wow. How would you rate him? Because you used to be an MC.
No, dope. You were writing, man. Obviously, I think, you know, it's dope, man. Like, that's a solid 7 out of 10. Because I'm not hearing it on a beat or whatever, but writing is 10 out of 10.
Give him the last line. Know, let him take over from the last line. Let's hear how dope he is. Last line? Give him the last line.
No. are you going to rap?
I don't rap. It used to be a rapper.
No, I
used to. He's a rapper.
You're late.
So
let me expose. Mac does rap. Mac, you do rap.
When?
I remember way back, Mac, you used to make me listen to your rap songs.
MacGyver,
you've got rap songs.
Let's go. Play your song. Play your rap song.
Come on, Yile.
No, he does. Mac, just go back to your pile there.
Play your song.
Which songs?
You rap, MacGyver. Thank you. Like, every time remember I come with MacGyver or we drive together. He's always making me listen to music. Yes, now it's your new music. But way back.
Voltrex. Okay, let me go Voltrex.
Voltrex. You.
Even on, this motherfucker, like, Anna, so, what's up?
I took it out.
Oh, you took it out.
He took out
his dress.
No, that was nothing. He was rapping proper.
Okay, let me call Nkosi. So, Voltrex, the guys who did the intro beat, who were in studio one day and I rapped. So nice. Let me ask them to send me the song.
Dope, man. What's your rap name?
No, I was just fucking around, man.
No, I also rapped on that track as well. So,
here's the verse. Let's hear your 16.
I can't remember it. Like, it was
fuck.
I know, man.
He's got music. Mac, please.
No, I'm not on my phone.
Okay, I'll find the song. I'll play it next to you.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, but
then we can also play my work one too. My work verse two. It's fine.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Speaking about music, how do you guys feel about Uncle Waffles, Bobby Cooper, and KO being nominated for the... Is it BET? What is it?
The BET Awards.
BET Awards.
Shout out to Swaziland, man, for the nomination. Yep. Uncle Waffles.
Yep.
People are not happy about that, eh?
Why?
What?
That it's a Swaziland. Because obviously, I mean, she blew up in SA, you know. But people now are like, but guys, she's Swati. It is what it is.
That's true.
She doesn't rap Swazi, eh? Like, you'd think she's from SA if you didn't know.
She buys pre-rolls. She doesn't rap Swazi, so I'm like...
But put that in the back, boy. So I don't normally agree with what's his name, Barita's ex, ne?
Yeah, what about him?
I don't normally agree with him, but I agree with him on this one. He tweeted, "Young Stunner is the man behind two BET nominations and two nominees owe their success to him. Mm. Where would Uncle Waffles and KO be without him? Mm. Mpumalanga and Swaziland, unfortunately, he possibly has the worst management anyone could ask for, whereas Tulu and Zeus are milking his features." He's got a point, bro.
So,
No, because also KO got nominated as well.
Because of Seth. And that's Seth. Young Stunner.
Yeah, Young Stunner.
He kills it there.
Yeah, he killed it. He made that song.
And then Uncle Waffles' Adiwele.
Adiwele, yeah.
Mm. She blew up because of Adiwele. People think it's her song.
Yes, true. And I remember when people were like, wait till Adiwele dies off the hype, she'll be gone. So I remember that period. But let's give Young Stunner his flowers, man.
Yo, Young Stunner, bro. Shout out to you.
Man,
shout out.
Bro, like, yo, did you hear his verse on...
Nanatula.
Kabza, shout out to Kabza, Nanatula.
Oh.
Do you even call that a remix? Because it's just a totally different song.
And the original is banging.
How do you even, like...
It's like trying to remix
Thriller.
Hibari. See, Gugu Gamesh.
Hi, Bo. Wait.
Senzani.
What?
Senzani. Sixwili. Yeah,
that's right.
Sigugu Gamesh.
What?
You know which one I'm talking about.
No.
We don't know.
What is it?
Gamesh.
No, wait.
Sija Ubusha.
Sija Ubusha Bait.
Sija.
Yeah.
Ubusha.
Yeah.
Bait.
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Castle.
Sikuku Bush. Hey.
Cook Megan up.
Megan
up. Yo, bro, the way it comes, I just did that song. Yo, Kamza. Like, dog. Yo. But Kamza, bro.
Mm.
I mean, he just dropped Rekere right now, that album, right? And it like comes up, bro. Where does he get all the time, man?
No, I agree. He's running a China shop there. He's got like 100 producers that produce.
He's got 100 producers.
A chop shop.
But still, though, I mean, even if that's the case, I mean, he gives the direction.
Yeah,
he's got the ear. And also, Kamza can make music. He's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that song, Anatula.
Mm-hmm. Music.
And then when. Yo, Young Stunner, bro. Young Stunner, man. No, like,
Young
guys,
Stunner is amazing.
Young Stunner is a generation.
Shout out to KO as well, man. You know, it's easy to have a hit, but to do it so consistently. He's been in the game for like 30 years, bro. How long, Smoo? 20.
Yeah.
20 years. Over 20 years. Hits after hits.
Dog.
Shout out to KO.
No,
man.
Shame. Shout out to KO.
Shout out to KO, man.
KO, bro.
Yeah, we always talk about, let's say, Bo, you know, who's this guy? I forget his name.
I trabang.
Which guy? But tell us a song, I think.
No.
Have water. Have some water.
Do have water.
Have some water. Drink up. It's delicious. Ooh. We're patient. It's fine. The boys will cut it. Don't worry.
Casper in your vest.
Shout out to him.
No, I'm always saying, no, we always talk about more Casper is like they are heading the hip hop game. But more KO, Shame.
It's Casper.
So you see what happens when you come late?
What happens?
This happens. I become very slow.
Even if when you're not late,
when I'm early,
that's why I end up saying my woo, then the ta, you know? See, no.
Shout out, Ghost Lead.
So you're saying about Casper, what are you saying?
No, I'm actually just speaking up KO because we never mentioned KO as the forefront guys, like who've been pushing the hip hop game. Honestly, they have been consistent.
I don't even think it's hip hop, it's just music and
True. But obviously, it's just he is a rapper at the end of the day, you know. So I always talk about Casper in your vest, you know. That's the oldest first name to mention.
KO gave us what's that song?
Krakar.
No. When he started, man, with the three guys. Tear Gas, what's the biggest song? Mtobo Wami. From then, dog, still rocking.
Bro, he's been around. You're right, Kanye doesn't get the credit.
Yeah,
he's his first BET, this one.
Is it his first?
Wow, that's insane.
Also, Pabi Cooper was nominated as well.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pabi.
Nah. Bobby's whack, bro. She killed her own song, man. You know that song, the one with his Mahuta?
And Kosa's on a daughter.
Yeah.
Beautiful song. Mm. Kabza as well. Beautiful song. And then she comes on and she just spoils it. And it's her song.
Oh, wow. She wrote
you haven't heard that
song?
Daliwam, yeah.
Daliwam.
Daliwam.
Is it?
Ah, yo, yo. She tried to remake the... Ah, yo, yo, yo. No, 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 no. You you know that song?
Yeah.
Wait. Kaifas.
Kaifas. Yeah, Kaifas.
Matwale. What's it? Matwale, yes. Oh, wow.
You haven't heard that song, bro?
Yo.
So you've never played that song?
No, I've never played it.
Bro, beautiful song. You must hear it.
For real.
Beautiful
and then Pabi ruins it.
Yeah, it's beautiful until Pabi comes on.
Are you for real? Baba, I'm kupanga then.
How?
If she ruins the song.
No, Yams is the producer, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, Yams is the producer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Yams is brilliant. Yo, Yams. Yeah. Yo, Yams is a god, man. He's brilliant. Yeah. Mm. He's super talented, Yams.
Anyway, what else you got for us, Ghost Lady?
Guys, I got a story from Uthando, Thando Tabete. So she has gotten a protection order against Ulunga Shabalala.
What?
Yay. Yeah, it's quite a sad thing. So she accuses her ex of insensitive harassment, saying he's following her to a place of residence, work, and even tailgating his way into her residence, a residential property. So she claims that she's living in fear due to Shabalala's strange and obsessive behavior, which includes calling her friends and constantly trying to track her whereabouts.
Where's Marawa and all of this?
Hey. Shall I lie? No. So it's quite hectic.
Oh, God. I'm stalker. Let's go, Lunga, man. Do you have his number?
Don't you have his number? Let's tell him to stop.
That is not cool at all.
I think men to men.
What's wrong with him, man?
Men to men, tell him to stop.
Yeah,
you guys leave
stop
that. You think
BS,
it's true,
nigga.
You think it's true?
Why would she? What did Tando say this? Is it in the paper?
Yeah, it's on an article. This is what's reported.
But why would Thando just lie about Lunga Shabalala?
Oh, I actually have Lunga's number. Let me actually call
him. No, let's try and call
him. Why would Thando lie that this guy is stalking?
Yeah, but how did that story come out? Who leaked it?
Let's call Thando and confirm it then.
No, let's call. I think Lunga. I think we must call Lunga. I think let's just take it to the guy because he's the problem.
Yeah, ring.
Yeah, ring.
Oh, whoa.
Because she's also barring him from disclosing their electronic communication, which they've shared together during the relationship.
Yeah, but who got the story?
It's on an article. I can check.
Yeah, so who sent it to the article? There's something off here.
Just check our fact checker. The source of the story, please.
Lunga's good looking, man. He can have any chick he wants, bro.
No. Good looking niggas also fall in love. Let's be honest.
So you think he was in love?
If it is true.
Do you believe the story though? It sounds far fetched, man.
Why?
If Thando said it, if Vele Vele Thando said it, then yeah. If Vele Vele she said it, then yeah. If she said it, then yeah.
Wait, I mean, did he answer?
No, it's not answer.
But if she knows nothing about the story, then of course it's a different thing. It's fake news. But if she said it, then.
But I'm asking, how did it get to the papers? Who's the one who sent the.
Fact checker, Skolishnet.
Apologies for the delay. I was trying to understand exactly how everything went about. Mm-hmm. So, as you guys know, that Thando Tabete has a reality TV show on BET. So, on the 8th episode
which no one watches. Terrible show, man.
Okay, so... On the 8th...
It's like a whole Instagram...
it's an Instagram story, Nick.
Here's the thing. I love Thando, bro. Like, people think I have something against Thando. I don't.
I
genuinely love her. But when I watch that thing, man... Bro, the secret to having a reality show. Be real.
Yeah.
Dog, there's an episode where she's taking her dogs to... Fucking, she had a dog party, bro. Who can relate to that in SA?
In South Africa.
In South Africa.
Hey, rich people, man.
Ah, come on, dog. You're rich. Do you have a dog?
I don't even have a dog, man.
No, my son has a dog, but I wouldn't even, like, that's not kind of content I want to, like, watch. Like,
she had a dog party.
Yeah, bro. A whole episode.
Yeah.
Okay, as I was saying, on the 8th episode of the show, the one that Mac does not like, she had an event.
The one that SA doesn't like. No one's watching it.
Okay, the
she's
one
not
that,
getting a season 2.
That we're not watching. She had an episode where Lunga Shabalala was also in it. It was a party with all of her celebrity friends, and Lunga Shabalala was there. So it was said that the channel is the one that called Lunga to this party. So according to City Press, she then stated that she does have a protection order against her ex, which was the reason why it was a bit, I could say, suspicious or uncomfortable at that party when they saw Lunga.
Why would the channel do that?
It's a reality TV show, so it's understandable. But the person who leaked, or the press that leaked the information about the protection order, was City Press.
Yeah, but you know these people, they go, they know these journalists. So they go there and say, hey, print this, you know, to get talkability. And
yeah, because now we're talking about the reality show. Exactly. I bet you some people are going to watch it now.
Yes.
Wanting to see that particular episode with Lunga in it. So you think she's lying?
I'm calling her off, boy. Like, Lunga doesn't strike me as a guy who'd do that, bro. He's also a celebrity. If it was just a nobody, yeah, I'd understand. But he's got a lot to lose as well.
Well, celebrities are human, bro. And sometimes when people are enraged or angry, they do things, you know, stupid things as well.
What is the, when you have a protection order, what does it mean?
Like, basically, the person cannot come, it depends, I think, whether it's 100 meters from you, or I don't know, does it state how many meters?
Basically,
They can never come to your space.
Yeah.
If it's your house, your home, your area, whatever. So it's, they must never be, they must always stay within a certain, like, radius from you.
I need a protection order against all the celebrities.
Huh? Why? Who's bothering you?
Nagar, they want my head.
Well,
who
you
wants
need
your head?
All of them.
You should stop talking about them. That's how you get them. Stop talking about them.
Damn, bro.
It's easy.
Tuso needs a protection order against Roadkill. And Spoon now. We're adding Spoon to the list.
No.
He wants no protection order. He wants the smoke.
He wants the smoke. Like, he lives on it. It's his oxygen, man.
Yo, bro, people are hitting up my phone regarding, because you're talking about Spoon, and you said Action SA, regarding Uncle Herm, bro.
Oh, Uncle Herm. Shout out, Uncle Herm. Come through first part two, man. You know? Oh, Uncle Herm.
So we shot the episode like long ago, so I'd forgotten about it.
Last week.
And when people sent me the screenshots, I was like, shit, yeah, no, he really did kill himself. Eh?
He did, actually.
Eh?
And it's weird because he came with the PR person and she was sitting right there. Yeah, and she thought, we're doing well, Uncle Herm. Like,
they never said, I remove this part.
Because it has changed completely how people see him. A lot of people are like, I was actually considering voting this guy, but damn, not anymore.
Ish. And Uncle Herm is one of those guys, you can't say eat your words because he's always talking.
It's too much to eat, my Uncle Herm.
Remember how many times we tried to, hey, can you ask a question?
He was ready for you guys.
Yeah, you were saying, fact checker.
I was responding to the protection order question. According to the internet, it is there to prevent reoccurrence of domestic violence or sexual harassment or any form of harassment.
Wow, yeah.
So that's what a protection order is meant for. So you can't have a protection order against your fellow colleagues.
Mm. Oh.
Shit, what
Unless
happened to...
prove they've been harassed.
Who's the soccer player? The one that's dating Natasha Tane?
Lodge.
Yeah, what happened to Lodge, bro?
I think he was found guilty of domestic violence or GBV, yeah.
Geesh.
Remember it assaulted his girl?
Yeah.
And there was a case.
Also, Anthony from Man United, the story came out that he was assaulting his girlfriend.
Oy, what's up? Hey, Zakala. What's going on, man?
Zakala.
So with Lodge, I've got the story here. It's like Lodge was found guilty of abusing his girlfriend, Fundiswa Matitibala. Yeah, so that's it. So this was at the Randburg Magistrate Court. Apparently, the incident happened in 2020. Orlando Pirates released a statement saying the club had previously charged Lodge and for misconduct and ordered him to pay a fine and also to do an anger management course. Mm.
Yeah, let's hope that it helps and it doesn't happen again. I think he's learned his lesson. Shame, man. Like,
and then Pori's story just, everybody's forgotten about it. He's gigging. He's at gigs. Where?
But I did say, it was on this platform. I was like, Pori won't get cancelled, man. No. The streets won't cancel Pori.
No, Shem, he's forgiven.
Yeah.
I think she dropped the charges as well. So what are people meant to do? also, let's be honest. If the charges were still
on. Fair, how come they cancel?
Yeah.
Nah, but bro, that thing went away quickly.
Yeah, because she dropped the charges as well. She dropped the charges.
Okay, ghost lady, if that was me and Saul.
It's over.
Why? Why is it over?
You'll just be here.
Why is it over if it's me and Saul?
Unless the charges get dropped. At this rate, it's about.
No, I'm saying the same situation. Listen to me, ghost lady. Mm-hmm. Same situation. Mm-hmm. If that was me and Saul.
Yeah.
And the girl drops the charges. Mm-hmm. Do you think people will forget about it?
No, of course.
Why not?
No, I'm saying of course they'll forget about it.
No, they won't. Are you mad?
You'll be here.
Are you mad?
Still getting the same views.
No.
Bro. Do you know if you've forgotten your followers?
But remember, chillers won't cancel us.
Exactly.
No, chillers won't cancel us.
They'll do view. If there's chillers, then we're going to get the views.
Bro, they were going to castrate us, bro. They were going to hang us.
Of course, I'll say misogynistic.
Yeah, so I'm asking why? Why is it like that for us and not Pori?
Because remember what Pori does and what we do, it's two totally different things. He makes music, right? And people generally, everybody loves music, bro. And we, on the other hand, you know, share our opinions here and it rubs some people up the wrong way, week in, week out. And that's what we do and we love it. And some people will proper hate us for that. And some people will use that disguise they hate for the fact that, you know, we created something from nothing. And some people truly, that's what they hate. And will use all these other little things as reasons to hate us. So the kind of hate that he would get versus us, it's two totally different thing. And that's just the world, bro.
But don't you think it's unfair that certain celebrities have rite of passage that we don't? Like, we have to tread in a different way as opposed to other people. So people, other celebs can
it's
get...
It's fucked up, yeah. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
But we're the special ones.
Hmm.
You know?
But don't you guys think that podcasting, okay, as much as you said Pori is in music, you guys are in podcasting.
They're cool now. Don't with, you think? Tilly P now, ne?
Yeah, no, she's getting gigs. She's
moving
on.
They'll probably drop a song. Yeah. Tilly Pongona featuring my Pori sign clap. Drop it.
What?
My person Clap, you all know Clap, he's still active, right?
Yeah, Clap.
Clap is my producer's old partner, yeah, exactly. Well, still they tight, it would seem.
But don't you guys think also podcasting is that strong that you've got like a followership that will be very supportive to you?
No, I'm not disputing that. I'm saying there's different rules for other celebrities and there's different rules for
us. Yeah, it's not a fair level playing ground.
It's not a level, that's what I'm saying.
Not at all. Some celebrities can fuck up and they won't get cancelled.
Yes.
I mean, like, Somizi will never get cancelled. If he does something wrong or something foul or allegations come up, he won't get cancelled. There's industry darlings, bro, and we're not industry darlings. You know what I mean?
So in order for us to...
You know, when we walk in these rooms, when Zakes Panduini invites us to a thingy and we go there, you know, we get all sorts of looks from these people. You know what I mean? Mm. Some are fans.
But I'm not talking about other celebrities. Fuck them. I'm talking about society.
Okay.
Why do they expect us to behave in a certain way where other people, they don't?
What do you mean? Like, take an example. When you say society expects us to...
Society, that's what I'm saying. If that had happened to us, dude... would be dragged to the mud.
No. But let me be honest with you guys. Who you're comparing yourselves to, they've been famous for being perfect. Hence you have DJ Maporisa, perfect DJ, perfect music, perfect everything. You guys are famous for your faults. Bad. Let's be honest.
We're famous for our faults.
Yeah, I know you're famous. Exactly.
Guys, man.
Let's be honest. So every time you do something wrong, it'll be like highlighted. You know what you expect. This is what MacGyver does.
No, but what I'm saying is simple, what I'm man. Saying, there's a hunger. There's an appetite for us to fail.
That's why I'm saying there's a massive appetite.
Yes.
You put it so beautifully.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yes.
And yeah.
Everyone is waiting for, you know, one of us to fuck up. And it's like, yeah, there's a witch hunt.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
I think, to be honest with you guys, that what is happening is that you expose people's insecurities. You expose their wrongs. You know how within this life, we want perfection. So every time what you guys do and what you expose is that we are just humans and we have faults. And no one wants to see like
people
their bad side being shown. So that's why they will hound you for your honesty. Whereas they are probably doing far worse. Let's be honest. And they will label you as the worst, worst. And no. So.
And we're the purists.
Yeah, we're imperfect and it's working. And we made it work.
Thank you.
Some people just hate that.
Yeah.
The fact that these guys, they're imperfect and it
works. And it works. And they are loved for it.
We don't try to be perfect.
Smuda Wakabanga, what do you think, Smuda? Grab the mic there.
Come, Smuda.
Grab the mic. What do you think?
Mr. Smuda!
Smuda, come.
Break it down. Because you've been in the industry for how long, Smuda?
13 years.
Now. 13 years. Yeah. So what do you think is happening? Please, I can't understand what's going on, bro.
Oh, man, some people are just big. Like, Pori's character is big. Whatever he may do or do not do, people are still going to love him for his music, right? Because he doesn't expose his ugly side. It's only the people that work around him. Look at how many people come and say, he stole my song or he cheated me. Still, people just move away from that. Because he'd fuck up and drop a banger tomorrow. People forget about that story. Focus on that.
So we need bangers.
Yeah.
Tina.
Well, and that's if the anything, they probably buy PR, man. Because it works for them, right? Nothing they do ugly is exposed.
And there's not a lot to hate on Porter. You don't know his opinions on certain things. You don't know his views on the world. You don't know all of that. All he is a musician, and that's what he does. He puts music out. Yeah. So there's not a lot to hate.
Why is there another standard for us to behave as opposed to other people?
Hey, man, you exposed your flaws to people, and they recognize you for that. Yeah. Him, on the other side, keeps his personal life personal. Mm. Only situations like these where Thuli is going to say, yo, this happened to me. And a lot of people are like, but really? Because you were one of the first people to say, nah, he didn't do it, right? She's just trying to fuck up his career. And that's it.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. On what episode? Man, but it's... fuck. I don't get that, man. It doesn't sit well with me, man.
You have to just accept it, bro. We'll always be treated differently. Because what we do is different. You know? And we carved a whole different path that a lot of people are now following. But you'll be crucified for that.
So here is someone, and I'm not going to mention names, right? So I'm not even going to say Pori. But here's a celebrity who shows a fake, non-realistic image to the public, right? Mm. And they get worshipped. And then here's other people, I won't even call us celebrities, you know, but other people who show their imperfections, where they've gone wrong, and they get crucified. How does that make sense?
But we got crucified by the industry. Society loves us.
No, even the public, dog. Even the public, bro.
How so, man?
Who's canceling us? It's not the celebrities that are canceling us. Yes, we know they hate us, but whenever we do something
wrong,
the media
wrong, when doesn't we train, like us. But like, people love us, bro.
No, guys.
Society loves us more than celebrities, because people can't relate to that, but people can relate with us, and that's what they love about us.
Here's the thing. You always share your opinions about people. Pori doesn't. So people wait for you to do something bad so that they can be outspoken.
And for that, people are going to either love you or super hate you for your opinions, because your opinions will be people who agree with them, or your views.
So the problem is we have opinions.
Yeah, that's podcasting, essentially.
Perfect example, right?
Opinions are polarized.
For instance, let me say, Casper, you bash him. Don't you think the moment you bash fuck him. Up, he's going to be one of the first people to say, yeah, there's your guy.
But it's not bashing, bro. It's the truth.
Yeah, your truth. Pori doesn't share his truth about people.
Yeah.
So that's why not a lot of people would want to hate on him.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Musicians are like ice cream people who sell ice cream. People love ice cream. People love music. And that's it. But if you started now, if the ice cream man started grabbing a mic and telling his views on the world, then people are going to hate the ice cream guy. Like, what the fuck? That's a foul view. Even though he's telling the truth sometimes. So that's the thing. Mupoto just sells music, and music is music. It's a vibe.
Fuck it, man. So from now on, we're just going to play our music on the podcast to be safe. No more opinions.
Unfortunately,
opinions.
The chillers don't want they want your opinions.
So exactly, that's why people love us.
No, no, I get these people that love us, but I
do. A lot,
yes. Again,
you know,
we're about to hit a million, guys.
Yay!
How much will you all know?
Shout out,
CP with the blowjob. That really boosted. We're at 975,000. Jeez, that's insane.
So was the blowjob to get more subscribers?
Nah, it was just a dope concept idea that we thought would be dope. You know? There's a lot of things we could do for numbers. We could show you on face. That would get numbers.
Yeah, definitely.
Actually, yeah, let's get it a million now. Show your face.
Yeah. Doing a face beat number. You see?
No, I'm going to Pop's show. That's how I look good.
All right, what else you got for us, Kosley?
I've got a... Okay, so I saw this tweet, guys, from Prince KB, ne? And, okay, let me read the tweet first. It said, I had sex for the first time at age 14 with a woman way older than me. The older gents motivated this, claiming I need to prove myself. Not one brew asked me what my dreams and aspirations and encouraged me to focus on my talents or school. Not one. Right. So I wanted to ask you guys, like, do you feel like you men lie to each other?
Yeah,
you
that's our job.
Each other to do things that you look back in your older life and go, but that was unnecessary.
No, that's our job.
Yeah, but guys, just such a time. The time changes.
Everything that is mentioned there, his father should have done that, not his friends.
But we live in a society that a lot of women are raising kids alone. Hey,
damn, bro.
Yeah, they damn.
Whoa.
you just hit another thing. You see, we need fathers.
Present fathers.
We need present fathers.
Active and present. Because so that when your boy is Mark Jutta, your hero, your dad, you know, has instilled these certain things.
Exactly.
And you're like, that's bullshit. Yeah. When your niggas are like, go smash her. Like, oh,
that's where peer pressure comes from. I mean, we Jutta each other all the time.
Nah, gents will Jutta each other all the time.
Like, this girl wants you. And you know she doesn't. But you're like, ah, but boy, she wants you, boy.
No, but don't you guys, okay, how many, like we live in a society where men, like women are raising kids alone, right? So isn't it for other
not
men
anymore,
to step
hey?
In?
Not anymore, hey?
What do you mean?
Our generation is changing.
Our generation is changing then.
I'm from Gqeberha, so someone called... So,
oh, you're from Gqeberha? We didn't know.
Yeah. No, I'm not from Gqeberha.
You just landed.
Yeah. So I heard a voice, someone calling me by my old... Gassi name, like someone from Forslows here.
What's that Gassi name?
Rap name.
What is that rap name?
Listen to this dog. So I'm like, oh damn, someone from Forslows here. And the guy literally flew to PE to spend time with his daughter. And we live in an age now where our generation is changing that narrative. A lot of our dudes are doing really well in actually raising kids and 100%. Being present. You know, it may be a baby mama situation, which is unfortunate sometimes, but guys don't let that get in the way of, being there for their kids. So we must be careful with that narrative, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of dads are present.
Yeah,
the kids may be living with the mom, but they are present in their kids' life.
No. Our generation is knocking out that at the park, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Shout out to present dads. Because we were raised by moms, and we don't want that for our kid, because we know the challenges of being raised just by a mom, especially if you're a boy. Any kid, needs both parents present. So shout out to all that.
But what were you encouraged on, Saul, that by other men, because, okay, yes, you say you were raised by just your mom only, that you look back and say, there was just a no-no.
I was lucky, man. Me and my friends weren't really into Jutana. You know what I mean? And I just lied to them, told them I've lost my virginity.
I also lied about losing my virginity.
Like, I've lost my virginity. Remember, I was recording because I had a home studio. Yeah, I smashed her, but just lied.
Yeah, me too. I lied, yeah.
Yeah, because you told them.
When did you lie? Pressure.
Yeah, just lie to avoid that pressure. I missed that. I missed it.
We've all lied, guys. Let's be honest. We've all lied.
Everyone has lied about virginity.
Yeah.
To avoid, I'm actually putting you in a corner or always reminding you of, do this,
but
do this.
But okay, are you guys not going to be that amateur who push other, like, young boys to do things that you're like, I lied about this?
Come on. You're a child, man. You must do everything, my man.
You see, you are that uncle that will push a little kid to do things.
What's wrong, chief?
When would you like Ziggy to lose his virginity? Ideally.
It's 14. You see how Prince KB
your son.
Said at 14.
Like rough
you
your
think
son.
14,
are you
guys?
Gonna ask him, hey, fun? When's the lad? So a shy. Or you gonna be like,
is 14 a good age for a boy to be losing his virginity?
No, 14. That's a bit young, man.
No, guys, virginity, man. Is that too? That's young, man.
That's
like,
young.
For me, it's like, okay, I'm done. Yeah, pep, I'm 14. Oh, grade 7 or grade 8.
Nah,
like,
that's
what's
not
the point?
Good.
You know what I mean? Like, legit. Let's be really honest, right?
anyone here is having sex can have a kid and take care of the kid.
Yeah, but no, because obviously all the guys here are older. So what's the reasonable age? Because
18, 19, 20. Yes.
What happened to the bases? Remember there was base one, base two, base three, remember?
Yeah, like a kissing stage. Now? Like you're just kissing,
base
right?
One is kissing.
Yeah.
Base two is the tits. You feel the tits. Base three is fingering. Base four. You guys don't remember?
Hey. Wow. Hey.
What's this now?
Pucktown.
What in the Pucktown is this?
What in the Pucktown is this? Okay.
Base one, base two. What
okay.
The fuck?
Teach us, Pucktown.
So are you stuck on base four fingering for how long?
Yeah, base five is base five.
Nah, man, virginity can wait, guys. Hey, let's be honest. There's so much time. I mean, look at us, you know, late bloomers. But there's so much time to catch up and have all the sex in the world.
Late Why are you bloomer, having sex? Just say yourself.
Yeah, well, give me. I'm a late bloomer, but you know, like life is good. You know what I mean? Like, why, dude? You're in school, homework, and you're. You're having sex.
Like when do you find the time?
How are you having casual sex and you still need to deal with homework and passing and getting good results? And like, there's no... Kids in high school have no business having sex.
Guys, but we're all inquisitive when we're young. Come on now.
Yes, remember but we're older and wiser now.
We all know Mama and Lipapa. We all know what we're doing.
But I know,
It was time to sleep for 10 hours and then we play for 5 minutes. Then it's time to sleep.
Nah, man, sex can wait, man.
I remember Mama Li Papa. And the kids used to force me. There was a kid who used to try and like, you play mama. I'm like, no, I want to be a kid.
So you'd play. You were one of the kids.
Yeah, I always want to be a kid. Mm.
And
I think he had an eye for me. I think that's why. I think, I was thinking about it.
So you were never a mama?
No, I didn't want to be a mama. Because it would be like, oh, mama, no, baba, fane baye kamire. And do what? And do what? Hell no.
No inventor.
Oh, yes. You know, my kind of sign. Yeah, something like that.
But don't you think it's because of, you know, kids? But don't you think it's because of kids growing up in a small home? So kids will be aware of what mama and papa do. And that's what they want to reenact it with, you know, when they play.
Generally.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We are inquisitive as children. So you can't.
If you don't know, do you think your kids are inquisitive now? Because they don't know. They have their own space, they play. It's not like you
guys.
They
have their own room. They don't know that you're having sex.
They don't know about you having sex and doing things that are for adults.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I caught him watching Yippee Yippee. What's that Uncle Waffle song? Yama.
Yeah.
I'm so like, hey, why are you watching this? He's like, no, I wanted to listen to music.
What's wrong? Is the video explicit or something?
No, but I get it from that video. You can go to another explicit video and they're shaking bums and, you know what I mean, twerking.
Just do your YouTube. You must...
No, I deleted it.
No, you must give him YouTube Kids.
Yeah,
I gave him YouTube Kids, but he found the real YouTube.
Bro. Oh, is it? Yeah, no, my son does refer. It's like, mommy, I don't check my bum bum. I don't like to see people checking bum bum.
You mustn't find
that. That's twerking. Yeah.
So.
All right, cool. I want to play a game with you guys. Are you guys ready?
Oh, there's a game?
You ready?
I love games. Let's go.
All right, cool. So, Penduka, here we go. Would you rather kick a dog or take a punch from Mike Tyson at his prime?
Fuck you. Where's the dog? Yo, I'll kick. Dog, you want to walk cool? I can die. Eh? Like, for real, a boxer? No, I'll kick a dog.
You kick your dog?
Yeah, damn, I'll kick a dog. I'm
Mike
Zuma.
Tyson
What's his name?
Strong,
West Ham guy who kicked the cat, remember?
Kurt Zuma.
I'm Kurt Zuma up in this bitch.
Kavalinja.
Yeah, exactly.
Kavalinja. No, I'd kick the dog too.
You kick the dog.
No, guys, I don't like violence. And I'm not taking a punch from no
Mike
even
Tyson.
A girl.
Mike Tyson was
even a
beast.
Girl, guys. Dude, I'm scared of violence. I look like I can beat up a girl, but I ain't taking no punches.
You've ever been in a fight?
Yeah, a long time ago, and I don't like it because I get very aggressive and angry. I'm that type of girl. I think so. I did win, you know, because just a push.
It's clear when you won. What do you mean you think?
No. It's not I think. No. I won because I just pushed. And it just made...
We're not saying the fight
Giving birth, yes, you push. You just push.
Oh,
child.
No.
We're not talking about the fights. Like, we're talking about literal fights.
I wasn't fighting my baby. No. I'm saying the loss.
I won because I pushed.
She just pushed. She's telling us, as you have been in a fight.
So that's why it was not
over. Delivery.
No, no, no. That's why I'm saying it wasn't even, I can't even say I won. Because when the fight was about to happen, the push I did, like I pushed her.
It was
off.
Powerful.
I pushed her away and I think she realized, okay, maybe this is not something I want to do.
So you've never been in a fight?
No, no.
Because that's not a fight.
Yeah.
What is it about? JR?
Imagine. No way. Come on. No, no. That was a long time ago.
Man, what kind of question is that? Would you get punched, kick a dog?
Yeah, I'll kick a dog any day.
Oh, kick a dog. No one is taking a punch from Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, you wanna, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is the trabanging question. This
okay.
One.
Let's give see. Us, give it, make it hard. Make it
this
hard
one,
for
this
us.
This one is hard.
Okay.
Simpu has got to ask on this one as well. Let's go. Would you rather say your ex's name? Or your girlfriend's best friend's name in bed? Ask, you shall receive. Ask, you shall receive.
Hi, Vanna, hi, boy.
I think this is more harder for a chase. So it's going to be hard for you.
Would you rather say your ex's name?
Yeah.
Not her best friend's name.
Why the best friend?
Yeah, because like, she's current. Because
like,
she's
friend.
Current. Yeah, so it's a bit,
and,
a bit of a
like,
weird
it means
one.
Why the best friend?
Mara, if you say ex, that means what? Kabanga about the ex.
Yeah, rather than the best friend. Mm. The best friend is...
It's current.
It's a banana.
Yeah.
Like, umuntu osempilweni.
Imagine.
Ex has umuntu osempilweni.
Untabi saying, manje.
Yeah.
This was him.
What are you saying?
The best, the best.
Who's the saying? Who's the saying? Like, am I missing something?
I just said.
Oh, just a random name.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What would you do, Zimbio?
At this point, since I'm going to go to Mantumbazana, no, I'll say the friend's name.
Yeah. Why? You want the smoke, ne?
I want the smoke. Are you sure now where they come with the smoke?
He's heartbroken. Remember they left him in hospital.
Smoke.
They left him in hospital to die, remember?
You've
got a lot on your chest. I'm a Tomazana these days.
No, remember he got dumped after the accident. So very right now.
He didn't get dumped.
Why you dumped?
The chick just didn't show up.
She's still coming. Maybe it's something I special and some taller.
No, you're not manga. You forgave her. You forgave her.
No,
that's
no,
the
no.
problem.
I tell you, never do. Don't.
No, no. He did. He forgave her. They are back together.
Why would you be with that?
Imagine,
honey,
sis.
Why would I do that?
You some shy man born.
Ah, we no attend the violence, food.
Last one.
What would you do, bro?
Ex friend,
she will never forgive you.
She'll never.
Never.
You can't
never.
Recover from that.
But she'll forgive you for thinking maybe.
Hey, but ex is bad as well.
Oh, best friend is horrible.
Yeah, best friend is horrible.
Oh, best friend is the worst, bro.
As a woman, I'd prefer you saying your ex.
Yeah.
You're my best friend.
All right. If someone offered you 1 billion, but a random person on earth would die, would you take it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a random
people are
person.
Dying every day, bro. Like,
how?
Like, if I don't take the billion, a random person's gonna die at that moment.
Exactly.
At that moment, gonna say no.
How?
I don't want someone. To
now we am lindelweni. Maybe it was meant to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely, bro. Yeah.
Give me a would you rather. I'm out of would you rather's. Give me one.
I don't ever would you rather float
in the head,
bro.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
You're the king of puns. Come on now.
Nah, man. Puns and you, would you rather.
Yeah.
Would you rather.
Who's got a would you rather?
Smooth.
Smooth. You got a would you
rather. You look like you're a man with would you rathers.
Ghost lady, you got a would you rather.
I'm trying to think of one.
Think. We'll wait.
You love the silence, ne?
No, let's wait. I mean, just like Man City is going to wait for their Champions League trophy.
The wait is over, boy! The wait is over!
We're recording this on Saturday. What time does the game start?
Champions of Europe.
What time does the game start?
What time?
Nine. You think you're gonna win it?
Oh, yeah, obviously, bro.
You reckon, eh?
It's not obvious. It's gonna be a tough game. I mean, Inter is not just a walk in the park, but it's our time, man. And we've learned the lesson from the last final we're in, where we botched it and just overthought the whole thing, overcooked it.
Hey, man, when you're coming onto Onside, the soccer podcast we have, you must come through.
Ah, no problem. I'm coming.
Or do you think people are tired of seeing me and you, ne?
They're tired.
Yeah,
I think they're tired.
Yeah. Here's a deep one, guys. Okay. Would you rather have telekinesis, ne, or telepathy?
What the fuck? What is that now?
Telekinesis or telepathy?
Mm-hmm. What's telekinesis?
The ability to move things with your mind.
You know when they move spoons in movies?
And then telepathy is
the ability to read minds.
Telepathy.
Yeah.
Telepathy,
yeah.
To read minds.
Yeah, why would I just want to move things with my mind? How's that going to benefit me?
But I think I have telepathy. I'm a very good reader of people.
For real?
Like for energies. Instance? Huh? How do you read our minds just one by one here in the room?
Good energy. That's why you guys are here.
So what about all the people who are no longer here? How did you fit
their minds? I read their minds.
But you would have read their minds before hiring them.
It was delayed.
Okay.
Anyway, RIP to Clive Barker.
He passed away.
Man.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, man.
He brought us this team, the team that you have in front of you there. He's the coach.
He's the guy, bro. Shout out to Clive Barker, man.
He's the only one who's won an AFCON, eh?
Yep.
Clive Barker, eh?
Yep.
Legend.
Yeah. Dramani got close, I think, but Clive Barker, yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Shout out to Ricky Rick's mom. She wrote a book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like letters that she's wrote to Ricky and stuff. I haven't bought it yet. Please, fact check, help us with the name. Just Google maybe Ricky Rick mom book. So shout out to her, man. She went
The book is about her letters to Ricky.
Yeah, she went to Mount Everest, you know. And
shortly after he passed.
Passed, and while she was climbing Mount Everest, because there's a lot of things Ricky would ask her, personal things about the past, etc. And something she never got to address, and she just laid it all out in these letters to Ricky, to her son. So yeah, that's beautiful, right?
Yeah, very beautiful, man. Ricky Rikesh.
The book is Dearest Mariki.
Dearest Mariki. Oh, Dearest My Ricky. It sounded like Mariki.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded.
M-A-R-I-K-Y.
It's M-A? Mariki.
Yes.
Oh, Mariki.
Dearest
Mariki. Dearest Mariki. Yes. Oh, that's my Ricky. Sorry, my bad. Yeah, man, that's the book.
Hey, Ricky's passing was like, hey, man.
Strange, man.
Oh, that one, yeah.
And I remember like
hit hard, man.
Oh yeah, I remember when we were shooting your music video.
Yeah.
For Nyasfela. So there's a studio shoot, obviously.
At Majozi. Shout out to Majozi, man.
Shout out to Majozi, man. And at Majozi studio or whatever. And it's obviously in an office like park.
Mm.
And opposite was Ricky's office, and that's where he had killed himself. It was just so
a studio.
Eerie being there. The studio and Cotton Face offices as well. Just his business offices and studio. Hey,
Ricky.
Hey, boy.
How long has it been now?
I don't know, man.
Okay,
You know, I was thinking about the other day, Blackie, man.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Blackie the other day.
Man.
How long has it been since we lost Blackie?
Like a year and a half.
A year.
It's
a cold case.
Still nothing, eh? When did we lose Blackie? What month?
December.
2021, right?
It's crazy.
Shit, we lost Blackie in December.
Hey, 2021 even.
Oh, man.
Oh, for those who don't know, Blackie was part of Black Studios.
Yeah.
Not Blackie the artist.
Not the artist. No.
Yeah.
Our Blackie.
Anyway, anything else you want to talk about?
That's it, guys. I'm good. Yeah.
How are your helpers?
I only have one now.
You only have one.
Yeah.
Why?
So you downgraded.
It's all I can afford right now.
Ah, no man.
Kono Shisi Ham. Kono Shisi is Mnaga's favorite shirt. What happened? Why did you...
I've downgraded a bit. My daughter is older, so she doesn't need that
Your
much.
Your daughter?
Yeah, she's turning one now.
Oh wow.
Do you guys remember? Like, I was pregnant around this time last year, so I...
Damn, you were pregnant?
Yeah, I was about to...
I forgot that you were pregnant.
Yeah. Damn. But don't you remember how easy my pregnancy was? Yeah. I wasn't a hassle, guys. You know?
Oh, very good.
Were you guys traumatized?
You must be a hassle, look pricky, see. Even if you are, you can't be a hassle. Otherwise, your colleagues will work. You can't be a hassle.
No, but colleagues also help, you know, come through.
Naga came through, yes, but or in rather. But like, come on, you can't be a hassle to us.
No, they can, you know.
People, do you want to have another one?
Another one. Kid. A baby. Mm. Not now, not right now. I think I'm good. I have a daughter and a son, guys. You know, how much more happy can you be?
I want
Do you
one
want
more.
Another one?
Yeah.
You've always said though.
Yeah, my son is not make sure that one is.
That's just because he's just like his mom. So you just need another...
So you want a boy?
Need another one just
to be sure. The Mkwebu name goes on.
Yeah? Why? What do you think?
What do you mean when you say he's not sure?
He takes off this. He's very soft, dog.
He's super soft.
Super
he's
soft,
a sweet
dog.
Kid, man.
He's a super... He's but smart.
That's the best men. Best men come out. You see, the ones who are soft, they become the best men to, in older men.
He's not a menace like a boy should be.
Exactly.
Like, it's not a problem, you know. But it's cool, don't you?
That's
Mari,
cool.
You can see girls are going to run rings around him, dog.
No. I'll learn. We'll toughen up. What will hurt
no,
him?
No, no, that's
learn.
Why you, as a dad, you toughen him up.
Actually.
That's your responsibility.
My lady won't do that, yeah.
Yeah, that's your responsibility, Mac.
But it's still going to grow, bro. Mm. Remember, all of us, like, people change, as you know. Like, I was a bully as a kid, you know what I mean? Apparently, like, when I was young. But I turned out fine. Kids
You're
change.
A bully?
No, like, not in a toxic way.
You still
like,
bully our time now.
You know?
Yeah.
You still bully our time.
Yeah, we don't have much of a choice.
Hey, man, it's come
here. We get stuck.
See what Thomas Wu came here? He needed to recover. It's come here.
We don't have much of a choice.
Come back, boy.
All right, man. We're out of here. Make sure you check out Titim Bar. We dropped
beautiful, man.
Yeah. The Luxury Mzansi Cribs.
Yeah.
We dropped it on Saturday. Make sure you check it out. Let us know if you still want some more. Because that was like a... What is it called in TV? A pilot.
A pilot.
Yes.
Is there another one coming?
No, the chillers must decide.
Oh, okay.
So if you guys like that content, let us know and then we'll keep churning out more of it.
So will it always only come out on Saturdays or are we looking for another day for them?
Agree, Monday, it's us, ne?
Yeah.
Tuesday,
soccer.
We're working on the soccer. It's going to be 3 p.m.
Yeah.
We're still working on some behind the scenes technical stuff.
Good.
But in the future, Tuesday, it'll be soccer. Which drops at 3 p.m., ne?
Uh-huh.
And then popcorn and cheese. Fuck, popcorn and cheese are flying.
No, Wednesdays.
Bro.
Wednesdays
bro,
are made.
Yes, flying,
Wednesdays are made for popcorn and cheese.
Yes.
3 p.m., guys.
4 p.m. is, Thursday it's us again.
Yeah.
Celebrity. Friday it's Ama Piano Unleashed when he comes back.
Yeah.
So it's only Saturday and Sunday available.
Is it?
Mm.
So
unless we drop it in the morning or something.
What happens to, what are you planning for Sunday?
Sunday we're planning. I've got an Mjolo show that I'm thinking about.
Mjolo?
Yeah.
Mjolo?
Yeah. Like about dating.
Okay.
But what happens?
Tune in, you'll see.
Okay.
And then I'm also thinking about a podcast for Ama 2000. Like podcast and chill, but for like a younger audience.
But they're already occupied.
Wow, the pressure.
The pressure, huh?
You reckon?
Yeah, when you say podcast and chill, but a young version.
Yeah, because we don't relate to the young market, right? Like,
but you'd be surprised how many young people are watching this.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope.
Oh, you know,
who do you have in mind? Do you have anyone in mind?
Major Steez.
Major Steez, yeah.
We tried. We tried Uncle Vinny, but
he's too busy. Yeah.
He's too busy, man. So we're thinking of Major Steez and a young lady. Let me get a name. So we're thinking of that.
Busiswa,
but it's all trial and error. Like with
Busiswa Herimbi.
Who's that?
His fact checker.
Yeah.
Oh
fact
shit!
Checker.
Fuck! I only know his fact checker.
Fact checker could be a ghost.
What do you employ her as?
Do you want to be a ghost on the show on the Ama 2000 show?
No, she must be on screen.
You want to be on screen?
Yeah.
Well, one of my telepathy is ringing now.
No.
That's funny.
Yanda Woods is the female. Oh, do you know her?
I've heard that name.
I also don't know her, but yeah. So that's
you
what
also
I'm thinking.
Don't know her.
Mm-mm.
So who recommended her?
Majesties.
Oh, dope.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, and another one. Eh? Mm-hmm. So I had a meeting with, what's his name? Likao Drip, right? Last year sometime. And Sibu Mabena. So my thinking, because like a lot of people have been complaining about the Chillers Market. Like it's not working out. The idea is dope, but the app is not working out.
Okay.
Because you just go, you upload your business, and then after that, not much happens. Like
it
people aren't trading.
Is.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I was thinking about starting a Chillers Market TV show. Right?
Okay.
But it's like Dragon's Den. SA version.
Oh, that's dope.
You get it?
That's dope.
You get what I'm saying?
And then who are the dragons gonna be?
Likao City will be one.
Mm.
And then maybe we get like a Zintle, because she's a pioneer.
Mm.
And then we get someone else.
Please vex these dragons, eh?
Yeah.
Like proper dragons.
It's just a thought.
One of my boys was complaining. Inga. The guy who owns Ascent. You know that thing I wear? You said I'm a referee with the A, that label. So one of the dragons on Dragon's Den invited people for a dinner.
Yeah.
Hey.
The bill, I think, was 6K.
Yeah.
And then he drags Inga to the side to split the bill.
Drop that.
Oh, 3K, 3K. And that's the thing about the dragons on Dragon's Den.
What?
So please vet these dragons.
Zintle ain't going to do that, bro. Huh? Zintle's not going to do that.
What?
Split the bill.
Ah, Zinka would never. Okay, so you got Zinka in mind.
And
she's
Likao,
a dragon.
Yeah.
Likao, different dragon.
I don't know who else. But I think three dragons are fine.
Yeah, three is fine.
But the show is complicated. Like, there's a lot of paperwork that needs to happen behind the scenes. So if anyone knows how to conceptualize a show like that, please drop us an email, podcast@thisismacg.com. Just, the subject must be Dragon's Den.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then we'll take it from there.
I think... Okay, but you're not going to call it Dragon.
Yeah, call it.
It's Chillers Market. We call it Chillers Market.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chillers Market.
Oh,
yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. But shout out to the Chillers, man. They're showing me so much love with my music video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's just like,
that is so dope.
That's a hit, though. That's a hit.
Shout out.
Welcome.
Shout out.
Welcome.
All right.
Join the club.
Heat after heat. They're showing love.
Remember first time I heard it, I'm like, that's a hit.
It's on 200K, 210K views.
Nice.
It's doing pretty well.
Can't go wrong with Marumba,
dog. Doing pretty well.
That guy can just go, huh?
Normally. Bro, shout out to Maywon, man. Love him big time.
So you liking the Chillers Market idea?
It's brilliant, yeah.
The Ama 2000 podcast?
It's a brilliant idea.
The Njolo one?
What, but
there's
we need
no
more,
idea there.
We need more details. What's the plan?
What happens on the show?
I'm hearing, it's sounding like maybe, is it like we are Chola 99?
No.
It's not Cheetah's vibes.
Okay.
That's Cheetah's. We are Chola 99.
No. So my concept is to have two hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I want that guy. You know that guy who goes to, he goes on the streets. No, that guy's fucking hilarious. I don't know if you've seen him. He goes on the streets and he takes people's phones and he asks couples to check their phones.
Oh, I see that
hey,
guy.
Banna. What does that mean? Hey, banna. That guy sees things on. Oh,
yeah.
Bro.
So I want to get that guy as a host. I don't know.
Joseph Dang.
Yeah. I need him, man. Does anyone know him? I need to get a hold of him.
But aren't those things staged?
No.
Are they real?
No, they're very real.
But why would you give a person your phone, a stranger who's got a camera, your phone, to go through?
They're staged.
I mean, okay. Why would you do that? Imagine someone comes to you in a mall with cameras and says, here's your phone, show it to your wife. And wife, here's the phone, show it to Saul. Why would she do that? Why would I do that?
Apparently, Black Studios have footage to show that it's actually staged.
Ah, fuck. But we still want him. He's funny.
He's a good host.
He's a good host.
No, so Black Studios... Oh, okay.
You got receipts, my dog.
Oh, that thing's staged, man. Come on. Now.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
So, yeah. Anyway. We out of here, man. Podcast and chill, yeah?
Peace, yeah.
Boom.
Podcast and chill, man.
You guys off to Pops the show?
Yeah, we're going.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm off to Bulukwane.
Already we're late. What's the time?
It's half.
We're late because of Saul.
It's 7:45.
Hey.
Maybe we're just going to go home.
Pass the lens on, poison. Speak with your chest. There's a mic. Speak with your chest.
Pastor J.
We are here, man. Podcast and chill.
Tabang, what's up?
Bye.
Peace, oh, yeah. Started the podcast with Tabang. Did
yeah, tell you? He's right here.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyi, even if when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear. For if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.